Welcome to our podcast. I'm Vanessa.
I'm Zoe, and our topic today is humor, and specifically humor in neurodivergent people. Both of us can say a lot about neurodivergence. I, for example, have ADHD, which is short for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder.
And I have recently started the autism diagnostic process. For those who didn't know, autism spectrum disorder is a developmental disability caused by differences in the brain. People with ASD often have problems with social communication and interaction and restricted or repetitive behaviors or interests. And that's why most people think that autistic people do not have humor or don't find anything funny. But I think it's just that we don't really find the same things funny. For example, one thing I find particularly difficult is seeing the differences between an actual utterance and a joke, because I don't really get if people are joking or not.
Yeah, the interesting part is, for me, it's the exact opposite, because most of the things I say tend to come out as a joke or as a sarcastic comment. Because I usually use humor as a day-to-day kind of universal means of communication.
And these differences have a great impact. And one great example for that actually is something that recently happened to you at work.
Okay, so first of all, to clarify, I work at a store for sportswear. One night I was working and a woman, and I think her husband probably, came up to me and asked me if we sell leggings for men. And I was like thinking about, okay, leggings for men, like, yes, we do have some, but there are like multiple purposes you could use leggings for men for. So I was asking them if they mean for running, like men, like leggings for men for running. And she goes, no, for making a fool out of ourselves in front of our parents dancing. And I was like, oh my god, how awkward. Like, I was so baffled at their answer. So I kind of just blanked and was like, okay, then yeah, we have some for running, but you can also use them for like dancing and stuff, that wouldn't be a problem, and told them where they are. And immediately afterwards, I had to text Zoe about the incident.
The thing is, when you told me this, the first, like, initial thought I had was how obviously sarcastic this was, and that there's no way that this customer of yours actually meant that seriously, and it had to be a joke.
I was so shocked to hear that there is actually a possibility that they didn't mean they need the leggings for dancing. I didn't even think about it, that it could be a joke or that it could be sarcastic. And we texted like 10 minutes about it, because I found it so interesting, and it was literally a live reaction to seeing that I'm autistic and that I don't get jokes.
Another example we have for that is how differently you and I both experience humor. And the great example for that is the lovely meme on our cover, which depicts Patrick Bateman and Paul Allen, characters from the movie American Psycho. But the caption above it is Girls' Night, which to me is absolutely peak comedy, great humor. It's absolutely funny, especially if you do know the context, which is one of them is about to be brutally murdered with an axe, and the caption still says Girls' Night, as if it's, you know, something we girls do, kill each other with an axe. So I guess the funny thing about it is that there is absolutely no correlation between the caption and the image itself.
That's exactly what I don't get, because it's obviously like something serious, like murder in the movie that is about American Psycho, and somehow it's still funny to other people, but I don't really get that.
And the exact irony between activities on Girls' Night and being murdered with an axe, there's no context correlation whatsoever.
And I think the missing correlation is actually something that my brain doesn't really comprehend as yours does. I think the illogical part about it is just not funny to me.
Then again, something we both find funny is what? That's what she said is the first thing I can think of. Or good old-fashioned your mom jokes. They never go out of style, and it's just something we can both agree on is funny.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually one of the only things that don't make sense that I think are funny, because that's actually, when I think about it, it's actually the same as the meme on our cover. Like, it's something funny that doesn't really fit into the situation. Like, your mom jokes never really fit, or like, that's what she said doesn't really fit in the situation that you use it in.
So we can agree on the fact that humor is absolutely subjective, that there is no real common base which is funny. There is no real norm.
There isn't, actually. And I think, as I said earlier, because my brain is very logical and loves schemes for everything and rules for everything, it's really difficult for me to know what everybody thinks is funny, or like, know what's funny in the particular like group setting, because it is so subjective and it is so individual what people think is funny. Now, I hope you guys found our podcast funny, or at least a little bit interesting. And
that's it. Thank you for listening. Nice to have you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.